You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Hey, Chris and Tempe, you are on Team Alana today.
Woo! Sounds good.
All right, Chris. I like that right. Little chipper attitude. Darlene and Anthem, you're on Team Nico. Let's go!
All right, let's go.
Okay, I like it. I like it. We are playing Battle of the Buzz, up for grabs. Two tickets to see Justin Moore at the Mesa Amphitheater on June 1st, okay?
Okay. Sounds
good. All right, let's ask the first question. This is for Chris and Alana. True or false? Billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well,
it's very romantic.
It is very romantic. Chris, I'm thinking true. What about you?
I don't know. How's that even physically possible? You know, it's bizarre enough. Why don't we just try true?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but yeah, we'll say true.
They're very flexible, those
that
billy goats.
That is correct. I have beat on myself a time or two to attract females. Hasn't worked yet.
Darlene and Nico, in what Tom Cruise movie is the phrase, "You had me at hello"?
Oh, it's he's flying a, he's a pilot.
No, he's not. He's not.
Top Gun.
He's a sports agent.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay. Let's
totally.
Go.
Trust me, if there's one thing in this world I know, it's TC. It's Jerry Maguire.
It is Jerry Maguire.
Awesome. Thank you. I just watched that. That would have been a good question for us.
All right, question number two, Team Alana. There are 1,710 steps to the top of what monument in Paris?
Oh.
How many? 1,000?
1,710
steps.
Want to go Eiffel Tower?
Let's just say the Eiffel Tower, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's the only monument other than the Louvre that I know in Paris.
Oui, oui. You are correct. Very good.
Darlene and Nico, true or false? The term astronaut comes from Greek words meaning star sailor.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Hey.
How fun is that? I kind of like the name star sailor.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Let's just call them star sailors from now on.
Done.
All right. Question number three, Team Alana. Millions of birds a year die from this. Is it A, bird flu? Is it B, smashing into buildings? Or is it C, bird strikes?
Mm. I think it would be B.
Yeah, a lot of birds meet their end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way, yes, B.
Nice job, guys.
Ooh, job. 3 for 3, Chris. Nicely done. All
damn
right.
Damn buildings always getting in our way.
Get in the way.
Yep.
Darlene and Nico, this is to tie it up and move into the bonus round. Camels have 3 of these. Is it A, eyelids? Is it B, hearts? Or C, humps?
I say bumps.
All right, so I know it's not humps. I know that for a fact. It's either hearts or eyelids because I know they only have 2 or 1 hump. I don't know. Could it be the eyelids?
That'll put the pressure on,
yeah,
Chris.
Okay, Chris, take it easy, buddy. We give you softball questions so far. Take it easy. What do you think, hearts or eyelids?
I say hearts.
Hearts, your final answer? I'm sorry. It was eyelids. They have 3, 1 that shields the sand out. Dang.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Sorry, Darlene.
Dang. Darlene, nice try.
Thank you, Nico.
Good job. Good, nice try, though, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris, congratulations.
Yay.
You are headed to go see Justin Moore June 1st at the Mesa Amphitheater, and you can be very proud today knowing you are the best.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.